The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
August the 16th. You guys, we are just a couple weeks away from Labor Day. Let's get excited. I tell you what, I am all things fall. Just had my Jose Bars coffee. I'm not going to tell you how many cups I've had today with the little pumpkin spice latte, enjoying this amazing weather. And before we bring over our first guest to the show, just a programming note. Okay, you guys heard yesterday's show. And if you are interested in purchasing a satellite phone or the ballistic backpack, please go to www.sat123.com. Use the code POWERHOUR for a $25 discount. Or if you want to call by phone, 855-980-5830. Huh, I think this sounds great. Don't you, Chris? So anyway, I want to introduce you guys to our first guest, Chris DeGaulle. He is 990 The Answer, right outside of Philadelphia. He's in Philadelphia. He's been there for more than a decade. He's a friend. He's also, he and Christine, his wife, are with Making the Leap podcast, which is a part of the Herzog Foundation. And we are going to break down some amazing things for you this morning. So, Chris, welcome to the show.
Eden, I feel that coffee. If I didn't get up at 3 in the morning, I would feel like that too. But I'm post-coffee now, so I'm a little more, what do they call it, low energy? That's what Trump says this time of day. So you're high energy, I'm low energy. I'm kind of at the end of my day. So, but anyway, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So this is the Power Hour. This is Feel Good Friday, and we've been talking about a lot of things here every Friday. But first, I was sharing with the audience last week where to go to find real news. They come to the Power Hour, but I said, you guys have got to stop going on the social feeds, just like you say on your show. And I gave them the top five, and you were on the top five. So I would love for you to share with our audience a little bit about your show out of Philadelphia, which I know is on the Salem Network.
Yeah, thank you. It's been a real pleasure. It's something that I didn't, to be honest with you, I did not get to know Salem until about 2019. After I'd parted with my previous employer, and I met the Salem team. I went across the street from another station in Philadelphia. I joined Team Salem, and can I tell you today, now in 2024, as we've been through the COVID era together, there's no other company in broadcasting, quite frankly, that I would work for. I mean, it really, truly is the last broadcast company that is totally dedicated to free speech. So I speak on behalf of myself and all my Salem colleagues when I say, if you know somebody that's on the Salem, if they've got the Salem masthead, you can rest assured that's a person that can speak freely. Even if you don't agree with them, they speak freely. And that's rare these days, isn't it?
Absolutely. And here's what I want to talk about with speaking freely. You really have educated your audience. And I'm going to tell the audience, they already know I listen to your show from 6 to 9. It's weekdays, you guys, 990 The Answer. It's so simple. Just go and sign up for it and watch it and listen to it. Watch his podcast. But in the time that I have been educating myself and listening to you, it's not just inspirational, but you talk about your faith. You're not afraid to talk about your faith. You're not afraid to talk about what is happening in the weaponization of government, what's happening to our kids, what's happening in our school systems. And I would love for you to share a snapshot of what happened to you guys in the transition from leaving Pennsylvania, if you will, and going back home, with what happened during that COVID time period in the school systems and what you guys are doing now for that. So please share that.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, because it really, for me, I still am processing it, to be honest with you. I didn't know if PTSD was a real thing until it kind of happened to us. That COVID thing was wild in the Philadelphia area. I mean, I know it was all over the country, but in real time, I saw what I felt in hindsight is a spiritual darkness swallow our community. We lived in a suburb of Philadelphia, which was really relatively conservative. I had been a lifelong United Methodist, and we were regular church attendees. And the next thing you know, my kid's school is closed for well over a year. My church closes for well over a year. And then all of a sudden, just the most radical stuff came to a head, as so many people have heard that story told now across the country. It was the first time we really saw radical curriculum exposed while kids were trapped behind, you know, laptops in their house. My wife, who was a stay-at-home mom at the time, she starts as a former teacher taking in kids and sort of leading a one-room schoolhouse behind laptops. It was bizarre. I had paperwork as a essential, I don't even know what they called me. I had literal federal paperwork that said I could be out driving. We had a governor who said you can't cross county lines during the holidays. I mean, it felt so wrong, Eden. And then I would come back to places like Missouri where you'd walk into a pizza place in a rural town in Missouri and guys are still eating at an open salad bar. You know, and it was like two different planets. And I went home to my wife and I finally said, we've got to get out of here. Like, we've got to rethink everything we're doing. So we took our daughter out of public school. We put her in a private Christian school. Yes, we moved. I've become since a Southern Baptist. I'm no longer a United Methodist because that's gone off the rails. I could get into that later. We had a wholesale life change, Eden. And first and foremost, I can say proudly for the first time in my life, Jesus is at the center. He's the fulcrum of the way the Stigall House operates in a way he didn't used to be. Thanks to COVID, oddly.
Yeah. Well, it's funny that you say that, thanks to COVID, because you and I both, I know you interviewed Megan Basham earlier this week and her brand new book. I have it right here, Shepherds for Sale. And I talked with her yesterday. And basically, those conversations talked about how COVID really revealed a lot of things that were being protected, whether it was by the federal government, whether it was the institutions, the schools themselves, the public schools, even the churches. And then uncovering everything that's happened in the churches. What do you see now? We are 3.5 years into this O'Biden Marxist mentality, mafia mentality. What do you see now still serving the constituents, if you will, of Philadelphia and the greater Pennsylvania area, and then comparing it to where you live in Kansas City as well? What are you finding in that space? What are you hearing from people?
Yeah, I mean, normal still exists out there. And depending on where you live, normal is still something that people want to achieve. There are still good people who love their communities and, you know, respect their neighbors and take care of their communities. It's not all bedlam. I will tell you, like, large metropolitan cities are a mess, almost universally so. I think they're universally run by leftist progressives who are just as wild-eyed and full of destruction as we've ever seen. That's what's so ironic to see from the left, that they're calling themselves returning to joy. You've never seen people so angry and destructive on display ever. So what I have seen is a real demarcation. And I'm thankful to COVID for that, as Megan wrote in the book and as you just mentioned.
Yeah,
it brought everything up to a head. It really it crystallized for me who everyone is. I mean, it was like for the first time we all had to really display what are we about, what do we believe, in whom do we believe,
right,
or not. And so it was really edifying in a lot of ways. And I think while unfortunately, sadly, our old neighborhood, our former neighborhood in suburban Philadelphia is turning more blue, we've moved to a place that's considerably more red and going to stay that way. And it used to be purple. So I don't know. Some people are kind of fatalist about it, Eden. They say we're going to splinter. We're in another civil war. States will secede. I can't possibly know any of that. But I do know if you're in a blue area and you feel crazy, get out, go travel, and see that there are normal people doing normal things out there. It's not all crazy like where you live. Trust me.
Well, like Kansas City and like here in Eastern North Carolina. Yeah. I want to talk about a little bit about Stolen Valor for a second. And I know that you guys have been talking about it on 990. And being here in Eastern North Carolina, we're surrounded by the sounds of freedom. In my backyard is the Seymour Johnson Air Force Base. Every day, F-15s flying over me. And, you know, full disclosure, my husband and I walk the flight line every night for exercise, but get to see the pilots. They now recognize us, whether it's in the KC-10s or the F-15s. And having that experience and knowing what that is like, and having been a military and now a veteran spouse, knowing what that means and seeing now what is happening with a potential, God forbid, commander in chief and second in command who turned their backs on Iraq. I want to spit pennies every time I hear that, because when you see people turning their backs on those who died, my husband tells me stories of those who died right next to him in Iraq. And then I hear this gentleman who could be the potential vice president of the United States talking about how he turned his back. And oh no, he didn't turn his back. There's so many different stories, but in the reality, it's stolen valor right there. What are your thoughts on, as we head into this election, less than, 2.5 months left? Oh. And our freedoms, the freedoms.
Sean Parnell was my guest just today. And if you don't know Sean, he's a combat veteran himself, brilliant guy and a great show host. He's been part of Team Trump and Vance and going around Pennsylvania. He lives in Pennsylvania. He ran for the Senate. And I talked with him about this today and what Tim Walz's false story means to veterans. And he really kind of explained to me for the first time in a way that I couldn't understand as never having served, what it meant to claim this highest of high ranks mm-hmm. in your battalion and then to hang it up and quit, as you know that the boys you're basically in charge of are about to deploy, what that meant to them. I don't think I really appreciated it. I'd been so focused on his lying about what he'd done while serving. Mm-hmm. I didn't really understand what you were just saying, and as he explained to me, what it meant to those he led. Mm-hmm. But Sean said this, and this was something really interesting to me, that just in Pennsylvania alone, there are 900,000 veterans mm-hmm. and then their families, mm-hmm. most of whom, a great number of whom, don't really participate in elections. And he's of the hope, and his real mission is that a lot of veterans and their families will pay attention to Tim Walz and this record and vote accordingly. And if in fact there's an uprising the way Sean thinks there will be, that could mean a real change in mm-hmm. this election that we don't see coming quite yet.
Well, I agree with Sean in so many different aspects. So many of our states, North Carolina, Florida, Texas, even Virginia, is actually known for the most female veterans to retire there, to the state of Virginia. And so many people, you know, having been an advocate for our veterans, not just my husband, but for those veterans, I get kicked out of the VA all the time because I'm constantly in their faces fighting back on saying, this is what needs to be done. And you guys are completely dismissing our veterans. And so you look at private care and you look at the fact that, can we get our veterans more involved? Because if you look at my parents' generation, that is the Vietnam veteran generation, and they were completely put aside, similar to what Walz did when he had the opportunity to go to Iraq. And my greatest concern and my biggest point to this is, we have got to get off our tuchuses and go vote so we do not have another Afghanistan, so we do not have another Vietnam, where these veterans and these active duty families know that they are taken care of and not forgotten. And
wouldn't you love, Eden, wouldn't you love for Tim Walz to have to explain the withdrawal from Afghanistan? That his, you know, his would-be president that he's running with, who's very proud to have been in the room when Biden made the decision to withdraw. Wouldn't you love to hear the great brave warrior Tim Walz explain that to his audience? Of course, we know they're not answering questions, but that's a great place to start.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's pivot to the fact that they're not answering questions. Let's pivot to the fact that I'm really concerned about the Christian evangelicals who claim that they are for Kamala and this whole movement. And, you know, I heard you say in your show, you know, they are this message of joy. But like you said, I don't see joy. And you and I and Christina, my husband, we exhibit joy because we have Jesus. Yes. But let's talk about that. Let's talk about this whole evangelical, quote, evangelical push.
Yeah, that message is so funny to me. I just saw the Democrats tweet that out yesterday. This thanks for bringing back the joy. And I was just sort of on my show today, and you can catch it on the podcast just today. We're going to put it out in a little bit. I kind of recount what joy is. Now, look, you and I, as you said, with Christ as our center, That's naturally what brings us joy. And that's what we hope everyone will embrace and understand, that brings you ultimate joy and happiness. And there are things we can, you know, we can count our blessings. We should. Mm-hmm. We should be grateful and have gratitude for many things. And I have that. And I know you do, too. We all do. But as you look at the state of the country broadly, mm-hmm. and I hear women in focus groups crying over the cost of a bell pepper on the news, literally, I mean, brought to tears yeah. because she can't afford groceries for her family. And I read stories that say their family's trying to decide between buying back to school supplies or food for their families. Or I see elderly men who've come out of retirement to go back to the grocery store and work as a clerk or something because they can't afford to make ends meet and they can only fill their tank half full. I'm sorry, there's not a lot of joy in that. And that's not to speak of this wicked pit of hell stuff about transgenderism and monkeying around with minor children and surgeries and chemical castration that's just straight out of hell. Mm-hmm. That's not joyful, Eden, as I don't have to tell you. And so, yeah, while we can all have our own personal stories of gratitude and joy, what these people are offering the country and what they've inflicted upon the country is anything but. And I get a little sick and tired of the idea that there are people, they're really mostly never-Trumpers who are preying on, I think, naive person of faith who believes that the only thing required to be a Christian is just to be nice to everybody, which, of course, you want to love everybody. It's not about being mean, but it is about telling the truth.
Right.
And these days, in some corners of evangelism, telling the truth is mean. And that is absolutely not true. Telling the truth is the most loving thing you can do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's talk about telling the truth with the powerful podcast that you and Christine now have, Making the Leap, and what the Herzog Foundation is doing to prevent. I know you on your show talk a lot about just educating the audience on truly what's happening in this transgender push, this woke push, the CRT push. But if you could really share more about the basis and the foundation of Herzog and the powerful voices that are coming from Making the Leap.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, Eden, because this is something, and you've been such a great friend to Christine and me, my wife, since we came aboard the Herzog Foundation formally a couple of years ago when we made our move and pulled our daughter out of Christian school. The Herzog Foundation, broadly, if people don't know about it, I hope they'll check it out at herzogfoundation.com. They exist to catalyze and spread Christian education coast to coast. Stan Herzog, who has passed away, but left behind a considerable fortune to this cause. This foundation exists because he left his money to do just this. And so all of us who work here, including the board, we are singularly focused on helping connect Christian schools that exist or those who'd like to build Christian schools and don't quite know how to bring those entities together. And we offer free trainings all over the country for people who are in existing Christian schools or would like to start their own. And you can go to HerzogFoundation.com and find out about these trainings. But what this has done is effectively networked for the first time in a meaningful way Christian schools to learn best practices. But we were brought on, Christine and I were brought on to tell our story on a podcast called Making the Leap, which over the last 2 years now we have met and interviewed people from all over the country doing the most amazing things, Eden, in education. And you know, it isn't just that you have to have a Christian school as an option. You can be a great homeschool parent. Mm-hmm. And we talk about homeschooling. We talk about pod schools and micro schools. The point is, there are so many ways to educate your kid today that don't involve a public school indoctrination camp. And that's what we explore and try to give parents like us, who are naive and slow on the uptake, options to really understand that there are options, many, that don't have to break the bank. Yeah. I get a little crazy when people think that the only option is a $100,000 Hogwarts school with the crest on the jacket or something. That's not true.
No.
There are amazing people doing one-room schoolhouses, and the real growth actually is in homeschool with young people. I love it. So our littlest kids, elementary school, K through five, that's explosive growth is. So Eden, what's exciting, God is moving, and I think that you're going to see in maybe another generation an entirely different culture of young people. Yeah, God willing.
Well, as you say that, Jennifer O'Neill, the actress who's playing Ronald Reagan's mom in the new movie coming out, she talked to me a couple weeks ago, and she was saying how she is just so concerned for our future generations because they don't know who Reagan was, and they don't know what 9/11 stands for. And, you know, they just see it as another school day off or whatever. And so her biggest concern is, how do we educate these future generations to build back that respect, that patriotism, that love for country, that love to serve, that faith, that integrity? And it sounds like to me that the Herzog Foundation is doing just that.
Well, we're awfully proud of the work that's being done here. And I have colleagues that work so hard every day. You talked off the top of the show about news that you can trust.
Yes.
I have colleagues on the written side of what we do, on the media side, the TV, if you want, or podcast side. On the digital side, the written word, I have great colleagues at The Lion at readlion.com, and the Herzog Foundation publishes fantastic news articles every day about the culture and the courts and politics and education. And so if you want really straight ahead, trustworthy news and commentary, read what is written every day at readlion.com. That's a tremendous source for news, and I'm so proud to work with those guys too. So, you know, it's twofold. The mission of the Herzog Foundation is to, yes, grow and spread and train Christian education. If you're interested in this and you think you'd like to join a training, I hope you'll check it out at HerzogFoundation.com. But our media products are all meant to kind of help spur the conversation and get parents across the country thinking about options for their kids. As we get into another school year, the point is it doesn't have to be public school, 8 hours a day, send them off on the bus. It doesn't have to be that way. There are options, and we explore them here.
One thing I wanted to mention before we highlight one of your upcoming events, one thing I noticed, there's a new mini series on Great American Pure Flix called Shadrach. I don't know if you and your family have watched it. Great American Pure Flix is so focused on God, country, and family. And in this new series, they focus on the kids going to a one-room schoolhouse, modern day. And it struck me as you were mentioning that and whatever school aspect that you were focused on, that they inserted that into the mini series because they know what has happened. And I guess my question is, are we seeing more of these one room schoolhouses pop up? Because I loved how they inserted that and highlighted it in almost every episode.
I've gotten to know a lot of homeschool parents in this this podcast, this show, and the work that we've been doing with the Herzog Foundation. Christina and I have met so many edupreneurs, as we've been calling them in the space, people that are really thinking outside the box. Homeschool is something, of course, people have been doing and fighting for over 40 years in this country. So there's a whole kind of underground movement that used to be thought of when we were in school maybe as weird or outside the norm. But I'll tell you, the modern-day homeschool parent, they're working hard to break that kind of, I don't know, skepticism about them, or that kind of brand, you know, that they're all wearing denim jumpers and their hair in a bun and all that. You know, it's not that anymore. The way these moms and dads are now working together in community, and social media has really helped with this. Mm-hmm. They get together, and wild and free curriculum, it's called, where the kids spend the whole day outside in the creek instead of locked in a school room all day long. I mean, you're seeing kids learning in the most unique ways and parents coming together. That's what I'm so proud about with the Herzog Foundation. It's fostering national conversations with people about how can we best educate our kids without leaning on government-run schools to do it. And the resources are plentiful here. So, yeah, I think we're returning to that. And I think you're starting to see more and more parents feeling like I need to explore options for my young children.
So one thing I wanted to highlight, we just have just a few minutes left before we head into our commercial break. I noticed that Sarah Huckabee Sanders is going to be at an event, which is actually on my birthday. And I'm sitting there thinking, oh, how I want to go. And I love how you guys, I want to highlight this for the audience that are tuning in. You bring these types of people to the forefront to talk about their states. Sarah Huckabee, you had Riley Gaines, you've had Kirk Cameron and his brave books. So talk to us a little bit about that upcoming event and some of the other key features that you bring to the table.
Yeah, it's really exciting to have the privilege to bring voices into the foundation and to live events. You know, we don't charge for those things. We generally offer those things free to the public on a reservation basis. And we've been able to bring in these great folks, Sarah Huckabee Sanders in particular, who secretly, if I may, I was hopeful would be the Veep pick, and I think she would have been a
fan. Same here. I was pushing.
I mean, I dig J.D. Vance, but I think she would have been fabulous. We actually traveled to Little Rock to celebrate 1 year of universal school choice, which she implemented, and she did so beautifully and politically, and it's taken off. So she's really committed to it, mm-hmm. and she happens to be a Kansas City Chiefs fan, so it actually works well that she's going to see some football and visit us, and we're going to have a live talk to talk about how she's done it. I'll tell you what, there are some impressive governors, and if you live in a state where you don't have universal school choice, and there's only about 13 of them right now, zero in on people like Kim Reynolds of Iowa and Sarah Huckabee Sanders of Arkansas. They are the role models as to how to politically navigate your state legislature mm-hmm. to get this accomplished. They were politically masterful at it mm-hmm. and really inspirational. So I hope someday that we'll see universal school choice in all 50 states, but they're real leaders. And yeah, Riley Gaines, just a tremendous event with her. We had tens of thousands of people watch it on our live stream. I think we'll live stream the Sarah Huckabee Sanders event too. So people to check it out. It's all at HerzogFoundation.com.
Okay, perfect. Well, that's where we'll leave it today. Chris, tell people where they can go find you every morning, 6 to 9 a.m.
Well, if you want, you can always go to 990theanswer.com and listen to the radio show there. We stream it there. You will always hear the show every day at my podcast, the Chris Stigall Podcast. So you can go to my website, chrisstigall.com, or just look it up wherever you stream podcasts, Chris Stigall, and I hope you'll enjoy it. Thanks a lot for listening. And thanks for the opportunity, Eden, most of all.
Oh, absolutely. And we had to put in the Harum Society. You have to say something about that really quickly.
My newsletter. Yeah, three times a week. In fact, I'm going to go put that one to bed today. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I put out a newsletter at Substack that I hope you'll enjoy too, the Harumph Society. It is a place for some of the smartest minds to go talk without the flame throwing and the trolls of social media. It's a place where like-minded folks can get together and have civil conversation. So I think you'll like it.
I fully endorse it. So all of those who are tuning in, make sure you go sign up. It is a phenomenal newsletter. I learned so much. And Chris, thank you so much for your friendship. Thank you to Christine. And thank you guys for your service.
Ah, we love you, Eden. Thank you so much for having us.
Right back at you. Have a great day, Chris. We'll talk to you soon.
You. God bless. Thanks.
And for all those who are tuning in here at the Power Hour, we are having another great interview coming right up after the break. We're going to bring it over to the show, Kelly Wright. He is, remember how I told you, real news. Remember how I told you, you have to definitely check out all of these different real news sites. So you get the information, you find the facts, you get the truth. And Kelly Wright is another one of those. He is a veteran journalist, and he used to be at Fox News, and he is now at Epoch Times. Under NTD TV with America's Hope. America's Hope. I want you guys to check out his show as well. He's going to be joining us via phone in the next few minutes. And also, before you guys don't stay here, stay here as long as you can, because we have some really special interviews we want to share with you later in our next hour. We're going to be bringing over to the show my interviews with Great American Pure Flix, Laura Osnes, and also my latest interview with Kathy Lee Gifford on the All American Book Club. I don't want you guys to miss these. These are really special interviews. And I also just want to send out a thank you again to the Herzog Foundation, to the Chris Stigall Show, and Chris's amazing work. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support. as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
For questions or comments about today's broadcast, please feel free to email us at support@thepowerhour.com or call 877-817-9829 and select option number 2. We'd love your show feedback and guest recommendations, so please feel free to reach out and be a part of the Power Hour team.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
In these uncertain times, with the threat of electromagnetic pulse, potential fallout from nuclear power plant disruptions, as well as direct exposure from electromagnetic frequencies from your home's smart meter and electrical circuitry, your life has become radioactive in more ways than one. That's why North American Urban Spice created Nuke Protect, which supports the thyroid and your adrenals with natural potassium iodide. With premium-sourced selenium and antioxidant support more potent than blueberries, Nuke Protect supports immune health with a blend of wild oregano, rosemary, cumin, Atlantic-sourced kelp, raw chaga powder, and wild rose coriaria. Nuke Protect is even safe for pets. You and your loved ones need to get prepared for this sad eventuality and stock at least 4 bottles of Nuke Protect for every member of your family. Get Nuke Protect today at thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And good morning, my beautiful America. I'm Eden Gordon Hill, and we are back here at the Power Hour. It's Friday, August the 16th. You guys, we are right around the corner to the fall. And I'm decorating for fall. I can't get enough of it. So if you guys are in the Eastern North Carolina area, you're going to see pumpkins popping up all over my yard. I love it. Anyway, just a quick program note, and then we'll bring over Kelly Wright. Just as we had said at the beginning of the show, if you heard yesterday's show and are interested in purchasing a satellite phone or the ballistic backpack, please go to www.sat123.com and use the code POWERHOUR for a $25 discount, or you can order by phone, 855-980-5830. So for all of those who are here this beautiful Feel Good Friday, I want to introduce you guys to a dear friend, Kelly Wright. He is at Epoch Times, also NTD TV. He has the very powerful show, America's Hope. Kelly, are you here?
I am. How are you, Eden? Good to talk to you.
Oh, I'm so glad to have you here. Welcome to the Power Hour. I am so glad to have you. I know that you are on the phone, but I just want to have everybody here at the Power Hour hear all about your amazing show, America's Hope. Could you share and tell us about America's Hope?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on to discuss America's Hope. And the reason why I created America's Hope was because I found that over the course of my career as a journalist for many years covering war and mayhem and political division and all kinds of divisions that we have throughout the United States and around the world, there was very little messaging on hope. A lot on despair and uncertainty and making people already down and out feel more downtrodden and making people who are marginalized feel like they were more left out and making people who were successful in life feeling guilty for their success. And I kept thinking the equation that was missing was hope. And hope is born out of adversity. It's born out of despair. And I know that America is still a beacon of light. I've traveled the world, and people have always said America is their beacon of hope. It's the moral compass that they have. And I didn't want us to lose sight of that. So I have the opportunity to create America's Hope, to talk about overcoming our divisions and finding our way to becoming more united. That doesn't mean pie in the sky, Pollyannish kind of hope. It means the kind of hope that's burnished out of hard times, diversity, but disparity, and actually conquering that despair and conquering that darkness by shining light on the truth that we are indeed a nation of hope.
Kelly, I was sharing with the audience before you came over. Last week, in fact, I was sharing with the audience how we really need to be tuned in to the truth, to real journalism, to really what's happening around us, not tuning in to the legacy medias, not tuning in to your social media feeds, because you're not going to get everything, the full facts. And one of the, and I told them, pull out your pencils or your Kindle or whatever and make a list. And your show was on that top list. And I wanted to share that with you. And that's why I wanted to bring you over to the show, because I wanted them to hear what you were at Fox News. We were at Fox News around the same time period. You also were at CBN and some other shows, and now you're at Epoch. And you're making such a major impact in the culture and in the public square, especially in the avenues of faith, where we are seeing more than ever that weaponization of government trying to censor us. And I wanted them to hear what you have been doing. So could you share a little bit about your journalism journey, if you will, and then also just some of the powerful interviews that you've been bringing to the forefront where they can go and watch them?
Well, thank you for that, Eden. My career began some 30-plus years ago. I was a youngster. I was 16 years of age, living in my birthplace of Hagerstown, Maryland, and I watched a lot of television at that time, and I saw a lot of news anchors and reporters. I can go so far back as to remember Walter Cronkite, who was more trusted in America than the president of the United States, or several presidents. He was kind of up there on a level where people could say, if Walter Cronkite reports it, I can believe it. And that was an era of journalism that was not tarnished by the things that we see now. And it kind of really burned in me the desire to be an activist of truth and telling the truth, but also giving people hope. Mm-hmm. I can remember when President John Fitzgerald Kennedy was assassinated. I was just a little kid, but I remember watching it on television. It came into our living rooms. It came into my classroom in school. And my teacher said, all right, we're going to pray for the president. We're going to pray for America. That was in my classroom where my teacher did that. And I kept thinking, does that happen in America today? And so that also helped me with developing my career as a journalist, to be sensitive to the needs that we have as a people and to realize that we must give the news to people based on truth, compassion, as well as insight and information and inspiration. And a lot of times inspiration is missing. It's often shown at the end of a newscast where you show a little pet story. Nothing wrong with those stories. They're touching. They're kind. But what about the stories of hope being born in the midst of tragedy and how you pull that out? We just celebrated the Olympics, and we saw a lot of stories of triumph, personal triumph. Those are incredible stories. So as a journalist, I wanted to wrap myself around those kinds of stories that would lift people up, exposing their faith in God, exposing their hope for a better tomorrow, and exposing their love over hate. And that's what I've tried to do throughout my career.
As I have been watching your career and remembering the days of early on in my career, I remember just how respected you were and you still are. And a couple of things that really stand out to me and just watching you as you have been, you've gone to Israel, you've built relationships over there. You have done a lot of international reporting, and now you're going to be reporting next week at the DNC. Those stories, that journey that God has provided, that God has given you in your reporting, has made such an impact on so many of us. And I would love for you to share a little bit about your Israel trips and some of the projects that you have been producing on America's Hope from those trips.
My travel to Israel, I've been to Israel several times in the past, and I recall going to Israel in 2019, which was my third visit there, and I actually spent that time visiting Holocaust survivors and actually singing for them and entertaining them and getting inspiration from them as they shared with me their stories of surviving the Holocaust. And just brokering great bonds of friendship there. Then when October 7th, 2023 took place, my heart was broken because I realized that many people had succumbed to this vicious terrorist attack conducted by Hamas, a terrorist organization, an enemy to Israel, an enemy to the Palestinians, an enemy to the world, because their desire is to cause terror, to inflict death and punishment to Jews, to Christians, and even to moderate Muslims who don't go along with what their desire is. So I asked my workers, my partners at Epoch Times and NTD send me over there. And so I went there in March of this year, and I arrived on March 24th, which was my birthday, but it was also the day of Purim, which is the story about Esther, the celebration of Esther saving the Jews from destruction in the Old Testament. And it was also Palm Sunday. So when I arrived there, I could tell the tone was different. There was like a nationwide PTSD going on, post-traumatic stress syndrome. Yeah. And when I talked to various people, I said, I'm here to find out what happened and to find out what is your hope for Israel. And I walked away with powerful stories of people there in the kibbutzim and the city of Sderot that had been attacked by Hamas terrorists. And they talked about how even in the midst of that, they were still striving to find a way to have peace and, most notably, to get their hostages returned.
Mm. Oh, my goodness. Kelly, that's such a powerful, just you bringing that to your viewers, but also just bringing it to life for a lot of us. Because I remember where I was sitting on 9/11, and I remember where I was sitting on October 7th. And I don't think, you know, when you're not in that country or near that area that's being attacked, it doesn't necessarily connect as well with those people with, you know, across the nation or across the world. But you and the power of the reporting that you have been bringing to the table, and just, you know, people like Troy Miller, like you and I talk about with National Religious Broadcasters and his solidarity trips.
Yes.
And also with Cheryl Chumley and her trips and reporting for the Washington Times to Israel, there is such a support to Israel, and you know, and knowing that they are God's people, and you guys have been such an influence to be able to share those stories.
You know what, Eden? It's a blessing actually to be in service to my God and country and the world. If I could be so bold, it's because of my faith in Jesus to actually step out there and be on the front lines of reporting stories and sharing that truth, providing that insight, that information, and as I said before, that inspiration for the aspiration of saying that we throughout this world, and particularly throughout America, since my show is called America's Hope and it seeks to stop the division and bring about unity, regardless of what our personal politics is, whether it's with an R for Republican or a D with Democrat or an I for Independent, one thing is fundamentally important, that we must become one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We have to start upholding the values that created this country. There's a book called The American Miracle by Michael Medved. It will soon be, well, it's already been produced as a film, and it will be shown in September for homeschools throughout America in Nashville with a later release date of 2025. But it really underscores the foundational principles of this country, Judeo-Christian, that yes. is directly tied to our Jewish brethren and sister, as well as Christians, and as well as other Americans who have helped forge this great country that we live in today. And people have forgotten that because of the great divisions we have on on political lines, cultural lines. Everything is being frayed at the seams, and God is right there in the middle saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life for this nation. And I built this nation. I gave this nation grace so that the whole world would look at America and say, there's a beacon of hope. We must not forget that. Politicians won't tell you that, unfortunately, because they're getting that next vote. But the greatest yes. vote that we can have is to the kingdom of God and to the value of lifting each other up and not tearing each other down.
Amen. Amen to that. Kelly, I know that you are in between appointments. Do you have a few more minutes?
Sure.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. I don't want to take too much of your time. I wanted to also talk about, as you're going to be going to, I believe it's Chicago next week for the DNC. What can you share a little bit about what you'll be doing there, covering the convention and just some of the things that you're looking to bring to light?
Well, I'm glad that you asked, Eden, because I am going there. I will be there the entire week. I ask for everyone to pray for Chicago and the DNC, whether you're Republican, Democrat, or Independent, as I said before, because it will be subject to massive protests that will be going on during the week, where many people who are anti-Israel will be protesting because of what President Biden has done in terms of his initial support for Israel. And they'll use this as a backdrop to protest. But more importantly, I'm going there to talk to people from all stripes, Democrats, Republicans, because there are some Republicans who will be there as well. And I'll be talking to them about what is their hope for America. Beyond the political fights that we will have in this election, there must be a center of gravity. And that center of gravity has to be actually established through our hope for a better America. And then how do we get there? What's the strategy for getting there? How do we find common ground for the common good? How do we have that seat at the table of brotherhood, which we've stopped talking about, and so that we can do some good for all America and thereby the world? So it's healing, it's hope, it's faith, it's information. I have to find all of that and share that with the American people in an unadulterated fashion of being balanced with it, you know, and hearing what the Democrats have to say.
Well, I will be looking forward to receiving all those updates from you next week as you head to the DNC. Our prayers are with you, and we look forward to having you come back. We would love your firsthand experiences while being there on the ground covering these things. And honestly, at the end of the day, we just need to remain keeping God at the forefront for this nation, as you said, Judeo-Christian principles. And the more we place him back in the schools, back in the churches, we need to have that common ground of having our faith at the very forefront. So, Kelly, I'm so grateful for you. Many blessings to you. And for all of those who are tuning in, make sure you go over to ntd.com/America's Hope, or just Google America's Hope Kelly Wright, and you will get to see some of the great episodes, including his latest with Kathy Lee Gifford. And so we look forward for you to
see.
Yeah. Yeah, I am sure that was one of the, one of your favorite ones, I have to guess.
Yeah, I'm smiling now. You can probably see me smiling. So real quick story. Kathy Lee and I went to the same university. We didn't know each other then. I knew of her because I used to watch her during chapel. She sang with the World Action Singers at Oral Roberts University, and I sang with a group called Souls of Fire. But long story short, we met later on in life. She was at that time working with Regis and Kathy Lee. I was working at a station in New York. I did a report for them. And then later at Fox, I was at Fox, and Kathy Lee happened to come on and guest host Fox and Friends. And then we were able to catch up. And she says, oh, yeah, I remember. So we have that. And of course, since then, we've been in close contact. And Eden, you brought us back together. You reconnected us. So thank you for that as well. It's good to reconnect with a friend like Kathy Lee Gifford. And she has a breathtaking story about her journey of faith and a brand new book that discusses the ancient evil and the living hope that we have in our world. Make sure you check out her book, Herod and Mary.
Yes, you named it, Herod and Mary. And actually, Kelly, she's going to be doing an episode here in the next hour. We're going to bring over her episode with me on WMAL. So this audience will get to either have a two for one, right? They'll go over to yours and check her out on America's Hope, or check her out here, or hop over to YouTube. But her book is very powerful, Herod and Mary. It is unlike any other book I've read. And, just the impact of Mary's faith and Herod. Oh, my gosh. Just the life
that
he led. It is drama.
Yeah, I don't want to take away from your story, but it's powerful. She has written a powerful book. And, again, it comes from what she's done, as I've done, where you travel to Israel not just to see the sights and wonders of our biblical history and our faith, but to actually dig down deep and find the fabric of what really makes Israel the promised land, and what God promised not just Jews, but all of us, actually, who would follow him. And I tell you, she had an incredible journey there, her rabbinical studies, and I went there and dealing with and meeting Holocaust survivors. It changes you forever because you walk away totally different and transformed.
Amen to that. Well, Kelly, you get to your next appointment. I am so grateful that you came over to join me for the Power Hour this Friday. Feel good Friday. So I am just many blessings to you, your wife, your family, and look forward to talking with you next week.
Thank you, Eden. Thank you, America. Keep hope alive. Have a good Friday.
All right, you too. And for all of those who are tuning in, it's Friday, August the 16th, and we are headed into the next final hour of the Power Hour. We are going to be bringing over to the show some very powerful guests from my show, the All American Book Club, WMAL 105.9 FM in our nation's capital. Okay, so you guys, before we go to our break, I wanted to share with you, get out your Kindles or your pencils and paper or your iPhones, your tablets, whatever you have, because each and every Friday, it's Feel Good Friday, I'm giving you real news sources, but I'm also giving you some amazing books to read to go add to your Amazon list. You can probably get it tomorrow. If they're just on pre-order, you'll get them when they come out. But you guys, I have so many book authors that come and join me at the All American Book Club. why would I not want to share them with you? We have amazing people. And so I'm excited to share them with you. So are you ready? Here we go. First book. You met Cheryl Chumley with the Washington Times last week, and I believe you have heard her before. And she has the brand new book. We talked just a smidge about it, the brand new book called Chloe. So if you are watching the feed, this is the cover of the book. It's Chloe, and it's book one of Chloe's People, and it's a novel. And if any of you are interested, it doesn't matter where you are, California, Florida, you name it. She is going on a speaking tour talking about this book. She was a former CASA, and this book is about hope and redemption. It is her first in the fiction series. Go pre-order this. It comes out August the 28th. So make sure you follow her on Twitter, CK Chumley, and make sure you order this book. I couldn't put it down. I held it for a day, and I think I told you guys last week, add it to your list. Also, next book. So that's my husband's name. You heard Krista Gall and I talk about Megan Basham, her best-selling book, New York Times best-selling book, Shepherds for Sale. Make sure you go pick it up, not to add to the bestseller list, but to find out what's really been happening in the evangelical movement. Soros, Bill Gates, Obama Foundation, Clinton Foundation, and the contributions that they're making to the pews and infiltrating with the left agenda. You guys have got to pick this up. So make sure you go pick this up. We will be right back. So glad to have you guys here.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarisp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.